buddy Chad Chambers, obviously, on the board today, producing the show in studio. Shane Dennis, yours truly, Bruce Hurdle. Glad to have you along. 869-1240 is always our hotline number. You can join the show at your convenience. Cindy O, Twitter question time, each and every day. Cindy O, your HRO experts in Wichita.
Yeah, and Colorado State and UConn in the news. We'll talk about them in the second hour as well, and some PGA Championship talk with Ryan Aselta coming up 12 minutes from now. Which gone-too-soon hoopster would have been the best NBAer? Now, it's kind of a short list and a pretty clear answer, I think, if you listen to anybody that knows anything about basketball. But still, there was a couple others that left us way too soon. Either had played some in the NBA or had yet to play in their first game, and that qualified for two of the three. So we got three guys at KFH Radio. It's where normally you can see these questions, and if you like to vote, tweet, and retweet on the Twitter. Which gone too soon hoopster would have been the best NBAer? Reggie Lewis, Hank Gathers, or Len Bias? Len Bias, 74%, a legendary player at the University of Maryland. I don't know if necessarily he got comparisons to Jordan, but was a contemporary of Jordan. Gave Jordan just as many fits as anybody else did in the ACC at that time. And was a can't-miss player that the Celtics had fall in their lap, even when they had Larry Bird, which I still find mind-boggling. And it would have been, whether you like the Celtics or not, would have been great theater to see Len Bias play with Larry Bird.
No kidding.
And that was going to happen if Len Bias hadn't met an early demise after partying shortly after being announced as a first-round pick of the Celtics. Another Celtic on the list was Reggie Lewis.
Yeah.
He was a pretty darn good player in his own right and died in his, what, Bruce, early 30s? Did he make it to his early 30s? Maybe not.
Gosh.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't totally remember.
Might have been earlier than that even.
It may have been, yeah. And then, of course, there's the story of Hank Gathers. There's not necessarily a 30-for-30 on Hank Gathers, but there is on Loyola Marymount. And there's also a 30-for-30 on Len Bias, interestingly. But Hank Gathers was the Loyola Marymount player that led the country in scoring and rebounding. And the guru of Go was that 30-for-30's title with Paul Westhead and Bo Kimball and the Loyola Marymount team that took the NCAA by storm that couple of years there where they averaged 120 points a game or whatever. It was an obscene number, and I got to admit, I got a soft spot in my heart for that style of play, and they were fascinating to watch. But right now, Len Bias, 74%, Hank Gathers, 18.3%, and Reggie Lewis, just 7.7% of the gone-too-soon hoopsters, which would have been the best.
Yeah, Reggie Lewis at 28 was taken from us.
28.
He played 6 years and averaged just under 15 points a game, but was getting better as he went. He was coming off a year where he was averaging 18. So his star was rising.
Yep.
So.
All right, there you have it. There's your Cindy OHRO Twitter question. Any other little tidbits we need to clean up before we get to Ryan Aselta and then before we talk about UConn and Colorado State and football? I'll give you 2.5 minutes on the Rockies, who won again.
Well,
is that eight out of ten, or something like that?
Yeah, and should be unbeaten. And that's, don't laugh. I mean, Airmon Marquez took a no-hitter into the seventh in a game that he lost 1-0 in the opener. And they blew a two-run lead with two outs in the ninth in their opening game against San Diego when Wade Davis imploded. Otherwise, they'd be unscathed at this point. Arenado hit another home run last night. Marquez was lights out. And, I don't know if it's a good ball club playing bad people right now, or Who knows?
In a 60-game season.
They're on schedule to win 130.
Well, in a 60-game season, who gives a rip whether they're playing good teams or bad teams?
Exactly. Who cares at all? Exactly right.
Well, did I see right that Mike Trout hit a home run in his first at-bat back after becoming a dad?
He did, as a dad. Isn't that cool?
Because of course
of course, yeah, of course he did is right.
And how about Melanie Newman, who made Orioles radio history by becoming a female to be a play-by-play voice for the Baltimore Orioles? But she joined
great stuff.
Susan Good. Waldman, I think, is the Yankees play-by-play mm-hmm. gal, female, girl, however we want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Melanie Newman's debut on the airwaves was delayed by the coronavirus pandemic. Then again, when last Tuesday's Orioles game against the Marlins was postponed for a week, but her moment finally arrived last night at Oriole Park alongside Jeff Arnold on the Orioles radio network. Became the first woman in club history to call a regular season game from the booth. So,
which is cool.
Yeah,
Melanie and the Marlins Newman. Won that game in their, what, their restart, I guess, probably.
4-0, the band of misfit toys won a game over the Orioles. Mm-hmm. They're now, what, 3-1?
3-1.
3-1 while the Royals are 3-9 or something.
Yeah, I mean,
like.
It's
got a stagger to make up.
Dude.
They got a stagger
it's
to make
2020.
Up.
It's 2020.
Yep.
I still don't think in sports we'll look back on 2020 with anything other than shaking our heads.
Yeah.
Really.
Well,
I mean, there may be some cool things that happen. I don't know. It remains to be seen, but my guess is more than anything we'll be just like, wanted to get it behind us.
Yeah, one year from now we'll get these stat packets and little factoids and stuff, and I bet it'll be chock full of firsts and never will probably happen again. But
well, let's hope not. Not
or,
in this
or yeah,
anyway.
Or Good more Lord. More accurately, let's hope not. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, all right, there you go. And when we come back, we'll talk TPC at Harding Park. I got to be honest with you, man. I never heard of Harding Park in San Francisco, but the PGA Championship is going there. And Tiger Woods is looking to become the first player in history of the sport to win a major in 4 different decades. Brooks Koepka gets another chance at a major three-peat. Jordan Spieth will make his 4th start with the career Grand Slam on the line. 156 pros are in the field for the 102nd PGA Championship. And Ryan Aselta from golf.com will join us and give us a scoop. Who's the dark horse? Who's the favorite? What's this Harding Park place all about? Golf Talk, when we come back.